I like to think in a perfect barbershop quartet, they all screamed no. And as the sword swiped through them, they were just cut out. Their voices silenced up to the soprano.
Amazing.
And as we cut back to Vanessa standing down by the car, a few moments later, Tiny, you step out from the door.
I'm just like brushing random tentacles off my coat.
Feeling better?
Much.
Mm.
I was just going to jump us back to the car and to the supermarket, I believe is your next location.
Yeah.
So if you want to talk on the ride over there, because you know the way to the supermarket.
Yeah. I probably would try and get back in touch with Home Office, or with the headquarters.
Yeah, I was going to ask if Home Office has called us yet.
Yeah, it's only been 10-15 minutes since you phoned them. And you are heading back to the supermarket and you pull up in the park. And as you reach to check your communicator to see if there's anything coming through, it does ring.
Oh.
Yeah.
Great. Is it mine or the business?
It's Tiny, you were the one who initiated the call. The only thing is, I wish I could think of any other ringtone except Kim Possible.
Yes! You don't need any other ringtone.
No,
I feel like Tiny would have like some sort of nursery rhyme or something to like keep them really calm. No more cause of copyright.
Yes.
There is actually a little crank on the side of your communicator, isn't there?
Yeah. I really got into that musical box deep dive.
Hey, it's you did. You did. You customized your communicator. The communicator is ringing.
I wait for a few minutes and hum along to the song because it's a good song to jam out to. And then on the last moment, I will press a bunch of buttons. Yeah. Is it working? Yeah. Is it working? Is it working? Is it working? Is it working?
Kia ora, Tiny. Yes, it's working.
I killed things.
We had to start our background noise level check again because of a huge psychic disturbance. Four entities winked out and it caused ripples throughout the town. There was a shift in energy. We're running the numbers again, but it's going to take a little bit longer.
You're welcome.
I'll pass that on to the people down in the labs. I'm sure they'll be glad to know that I'll let them know.
Sure.
Look, be careful around the supermarket. We were getting a little bit of a high reading. Maybe it's the epicenter of something going on there. We haven't been able to track down anything further.
Appreciate that. I seem to be missing some cards. You wouldn't happen to know roughly if anything rings a bell for, and I just give a rough description of the quadrangle. Yeah. And it'd be amorphous jellyfish creatures D through M.
I see the problem here. We needed to obfuscate their names for legal distinction reasons. They don't believe they exist in the SDR, so we just had to give a generic description.
No, that's fair. All right. Understood. But the supermarket seems to be...
Yeah, be very careful around the supermarket. It is definitely giving off some weird vibes.
Hey, headquarters. Okay. Do you need us to pick anything up while we're there? Apparently, tea is a big thing on this planet. They seem to run out of it a lot.
I just... Larry, do we have enough milk?
No.
Tiny, could you pick up a 2-litre of milk? And can you get it in the opaque containers? Because you're going to be a little while getting back and I don't want it being ruined by the UVs.
Okay. And I will hang up the phone and turn to Vanessa and go, what does opaque mean?
It's all right. I've got it. Yeah. Hard to see through, Tiny. Hard to see through. Speaking of, I'm just going to pull up, rather than in the actual car park, like across the street from the supermarket.
Yeah.
To do a little bit of surveilling, I think.
Yeah. You park up and start peering out. Mm-hmm. It's a stakeout now.
Yeah. So is this like
a stakeout part?
Is this like a regular human-sized car? Is Tiny like completely crammed in here in the most uncomfortable way possible?
Ooh.
Or is it like the TARDIS and it's bigger on the inside?
It is somewhat larger on the inside. It's almost disturbingly so. You start to contemplate the size of the vehicle again, and you notice how it sort of skews off to the side that Tiny's on. So everything's the right size for either of you, but nothing's the same size in the vehicle.
Yeah.
But when you get out, the car will be a regular, uniform shape.
Incredible.
Perfect.
While we're doing our stakeout, can I do a... some sort of magical spell to see if I can spot the, like, psychic epicenter that the headquarters was talking about?
Yes, you can. And it's an opposed check.
Ooh. All right. Ooh.
I love how synced we were on that.
Storytelling. Things are happening.
Sexy D12.
So it is a sense check.
Great.
Because you're using your incredible brain's perception, opening their third eye, and I assume magicking the heck out of us.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So it's plus six. It's 11.
This one is a difference of one. Ooh. Against.
Against
you, yes. Oh. You failed by one.
Oh! Oh no.
So 0 to 2 less, failure, no effect.
Okay.
You reach out and your mind opens and tries to engulf the supermarket. You send that magic energy out, and as it tries to scan through the supermarket and find what's in there, you hit a wall of neck energy that is so forcefully negating that you feel it coming out to meet your probe.
Mm.
And you pull back before you give away your intrusive thoughts.
Mm-hmm. There's magic in there. Really bad magic. Well, very good magic, actually, and it's frustrating.
But you're, like, the smartest person I know. How can they do better magic than you?
They can't. It just didn't work this time. They can't. Okay. It's not better. Sorry, Tiny, I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at the situation. There's something in there that's being hidden.
And they're called the situation. And I need to hit them.
Possibly.
Yay!
Can I tell if it's like a wall, like a force field around the supermarket?
You can tell that there is something actively protecting it from intrusive thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
There's something that is blocking it. There is something being hidden by something.
Do I think I might have an easier time finding the thing if we were in the supermarket rather than outside it?
I'm not sure. Make a brains roll.
Yes, please. Can I use my Blue Mana Bitch specialty in the sense of, like, trying to work out what they've done and kind of unravel the loopholes?
You're trying to see who's got the stronger big energy?
Yeah.
Before Ruby rolls this, is there a way for me to help her?
Yes.
Okay.
You can tell me how you're going to help.
I would like to turn to...
And you will grant a +2.
Perfect. Ooh. I would like to turn to Vanessa and be like, I know you. You've got this. And offer a high five.
Amazing. I love it.
And with that high five, you channel your energy through Tiny, because their skin... their rock-like skin has abilities to protect you as you try and probe this neg energy.
Hell yeah. What a team.
Teamwork.
Okay, that is +2. Do I also get my +2 from my great success before?
Did you use that proof? Have
not
you
yet.
Used that yet? No. Absolutely, because you're using your neg energy. So you got a plus two for help, plus two for that, plus your brains, plus your
blue mana mana. Which is a total of 15.
Nice.
15. Huge success. The energy field that is set up here is definitely a shell. It is a general protective shell to keep the outside from looking in. You know that once you get in, you'll be able to cautiously probe around.
Yeah.
The shell extends out as far as the car park.
Right.
You do know that if you fail inside that area, you are going to be detected down to the square foot of earth you are standing on.
That's a risk you have to take in this kind of line of work.
Don't worry, I'm an expert at blending. I brought a lotto ticket.
That's true. Tiny,
I thought
you'd
been blending with the blade, but...
That as well.
Yeah.
Tiny... We need to go buy some milk.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Headed to the supermarket.
Statement of action.
That's a brain. That's a brain roll.
We're playing the pillars here.
Is it a senses roll to find the one that has the like furthest away used by date?
I mean, you could just read them, but. They do rotate their stock. They may be monsters, but they're not monsters.
Alright, I reckon let's walk in.
Tiny is going to grab one of those ridiculously small shopping baskets, which looks even more ridiculously small on Tiny's frame.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
See? Blending.
You pick up one of the tiny little baskets and... the handles almost disappear. It's sort of you've got it just over three of your fingers and the other two are on the side. You made a cute little fist around it. It's adorable. As you step through into the supermarket, the produce aisle lays ahead of you. There are aisles stretching off. The information counter seems bored and disinterested and hasn't looked over this way yet. But you should be careful of how far you stray to it.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to see if I can pick anything up. You just keep blending in.
Okay. Tiny is going to walk over towards, like, still being near Vanessa, but be like, right, we're cooking dinner. Human food. Potatoes, tuna, pineapple, and cream rice. That will be what's for dinner.
It's the day before payday special.
I will just start trying to pick potatoes, but I'm probably actually at like apples or something and be like, yes, this looks like a fine potato and put it in my
apples, potatoes of the tree. As you start blending in, I want you to give me a bond check, Tiny.
Okay.
You're blending in. You can add a specialty of your choice if you have something appropriate.
I really don't think I do. I think I'm just going to do it as is.
Can I help?
You're busy doing another check. So
that's fair.
Yeah.
Honey, do we need to put chocolate on top of the tuna? Would that be a good combination?
Honey,
God. Okay, I have to move the camera because you're not going to fucking believe it.
Oh my God!
That's another natural 12.
Yep.
Ooh. Rigged. Perfect.
Flawless.
Tiny is our failing upwards star of the match. And as you blend in like a champion, I need you to give me a check, Vanessa.
Okay.
You are doing a senses check once again.
Yeah. And can I do magic-y person on this to try and...
Absolutely.
...work out where the magic's
coming from?
Use your
magic to figure out what's going on.
Yeah. I mean, it's not the worst it could be, but it's pretty close. It's an 8.
Total?
Total. I rolled a 2.
Total.
Ooh.
Questionable success. You were looking for the epicenter,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
You get a feeling it's coming from down the far end of the supermarket.
Mm. All right.
You also hear over the loudspeakers just like the noise that they make when they come on, so that little screech and that little bit of feedback. Just like that.
Who's talking to me?
And you just hear breathing coming over the intercom.
Hmm.
And then it clicks off. And all the rest of the sound comes back. The sound of the people shopping.
Hmm.
The sound of the checkouts. The busyness of the supermarket. But for that moment, something was aware.
I'm going to make sure that I'm back next to Tiny.
Tiny is currently at the bulk bins overflowing a bag.
Yeah.
And just be like, look, this is so fun!
So, blending in so well.
Yeah.
They have dispensers.
The worst part is all of the bags have just got the name Tiny written on them. And when you get to the checkout, it's going to be a nightmare.
Oh, God. So embarrassing.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back to Tiny and do my best to, like, put my arm around his, like, elbow.
There, elbow.
That's
all good.
Like, remember, we need milk, honey.
Yes.
Down milk. The other end of the supermarket.
Okay. I think I have all the ingredients for dinner, dear.
Great. Sweetie. This is also a 7-foot-tall rock person with a green mohawk, right?
And a pale skin, angular cut.
Putting my arm around their elbow is like holding it above my head.
Yeah, it's unusual, to say the least.
So good at blending it.
Totally belong here.
And as you sashay your way to the other side mm-hmm. of the supermarket, you see store attendants cleaning.
Mm.
They have mops and buckets. But they're mostly just sort of standing around with the mops and buckets. Occasionally one will wring out the, like, wash the mop and then wring it out and then just go back to standing there.
Mm-hmm. Do we see... as we were walking down the supermarket, I probably would have just mentioned as an aside to Tiny of, like, I think they're watching us, so just... be aware. But when we get there, can we see like an employees only sign or anything?
There is a loading sign, like a loading area,
mm-hmm.
and it does say employees only. It is loosely flanked by these employees.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there are other people shopping through here. Mm-hmm. They seem to be paying no attention, but the supermarket employees do either seem openly lazy and not afraid of any video cameras that may be operating in the area, but you haven't seen any yet,
mm-hmm.
Or they are just acting odd.
Mm-hmm.
You're already suspicious about the place, so I'm not going to make you roll for it.
No, fair.
I use my people skills?
Is that the name of your sword?
Yeah, I was going to say, do I know what that means?
Well, people is a bit of a generic term. It kills all things.
Yeah, no. Well, let's
see. I was going to try and talk. They have big sticks. I have a big stick.
Yes. I think let's just walk straight through, personally. Well, that's what I'm going to do. But talking might work. You go first.
Okay. I will walk up to the people with the mops and be like, I like your sticks.
Great. Great. Perfect.
They look at each other a little bit and look up at you, Tiny. Thanks. I guess we're not really meant to speak with any of the patrons of the supermarket.
Oh. If
you kindly just carry on shopping.
But I really have to find milk.
It's aisle at the end of aisle 3.
Okay. And what is a free?
It's in the chiller. Like, you don't do numbers.
Not that hot.
Okay. You know, if you had two circles stacked on top of each other,
mm-hmm.
and you cut them in half,
mm-hmm.
and then you just looked at one half of it,
mm-hmm.
if you looked at the right half, it'd be a 3.
No, you would have two circles, because you've cut them in half, and then they go back to being circles, because you chop a person in half, and the top half falls on the floor, and the bottom half falls on the floor.
That's on me. That wasn't a very clear explanation.
Okay, oh, you chop it down the middle, like you're creating two people from one.
Oh, good. Yeah, now I get it. Yes.
And then you have all the guts and the stuff come from the inside, and that's why you're here with your mops. I understand the supermarket.
Yeah, that's really quite visceral. These were just circles. I don't know why you filled them with guts.
Thank you. Have a good day. Oh. Honey, I found the milk.
Wow. Jerry, is it break time yet? As you walk off to get milk?
I'm going to walk up, basically, and try to just walk. Does the door look like it has like a...
You just want a boss door? Bitch right past them, right?
I want a boss bitch past them, yeah okay.
You stride purposefully towards the door.
Mm-hmm.
Tiny, at this point, have you walked back to get the milk and are heading back?
No, because I still don't know what a free looks like, so I'm sticking with Vanessa.
Yeah.
I think I would have tried to, like, pick up Tiny the moment I noticed them going, like, headed for a different aisle. I want to try and just, like, swoop, pick them up, bring them with me, and just boss bitch through.
I've had enough experience with Vanessa in this face, and I know when it comes on, it's swinging time with the sword. So,
all action stations are ready, mm-hmm. and you turn the door fixed in your steely gaze as you start walking towards it with purpose, like you belong here. This is your supermarket.
You can't see it, audience, but I'm doing a very impressive strut right now.
It's very good.
100% impressive. If this was D&D, I would give inspiration. But it's not. And instead, I want you to roll a bond check.
Okay.
You have a rather menacing and somewhat morbid friend that is assisting you. So you can have a +2 for Tiny's sheer presence.
Great. Can I also use my step-on-him specialty?
Absolutely.
This is the aura that I'm trying to give off. This will be +5 to this roll. That's a 13.
Mm.
Lucky 13.
Nice, a lucky 13. That is a success. You stride towards this door with the discussion going on between the initial clerk and, well, the initial cleaner and Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
They're a little bit busy. You stride past your air of importance, making them drop their gaze and not even watch as you drift past. To other observers, they may have seen a slight bat motif and a darkening of the air. And you stride up to the door, push on it, and it swings open. It's a stock door. It swings both ways.
Nice.
And you step into a storage room of sorts. You can see shelves running down either side of an aisle. There's one of those little electric pallet trucks that is used for getting the stuff down from the higher shelves.
Mm-hmm.
You can smell a familiar scent in the air.
Wasn't me.
Maybe it was. It is the smell of iron. Smell of food.
My kind of food?
Your kind of food.
Yeah. Alda? You around?
There's no reply.
Ooh. I want to try and follow the blood to whoever is bleeding.
You follow your nose. Give me a senses check.
Okay. That's a 14.
14.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Huge success. Years of instinct has left you with an unerring sense for the smell of blood. You know exactly where it is, and you also know it's not actually fresh. It's just being warmed up to smell fresher.
Like a trap?
Like a trap.
Alright. Can I want to try and follow it a little bit. Just to see where it leads. And then see if I can spot where someone else might be waiting in relation to that.
Yep, so you want to essentially investigate the trap, and you wish to do it with some subterfuge.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just play along for a little while so that I can spot where they might be.
Excellent. And Tiny, what shall you be doing? Will you also be following along with subterfuge?
Well, Tiny is currently eating an onion under the understanding that it's an orange.
Oh. Oh no.
They are kind of orange on the outside.
Yeah, you know.
The oranges of the ground.
And as Medusa turns around and looks at Tiny, I just see that look in her eyes and I know. And I just go like a, as I swallow down, put the remaining onion in my basket, which I'm still holding, and unsheath my sword, ready to go.
And so I will get you both to make agility rolls here.
Mm-hmm.
As you sneak through the aisles towards the source of the scent.
Oh! I got the best I possibly could, which is a 12 minus 1 for an 11.
Nice. Well done. Tiny, how did you get on?
I rolled a 5. And I have a plus 3, so it's an 8.
Nice. An 8. So that is a questionable success and a success.
Mm-hmm.
I will average them out to be relatively positive for the pair of you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that orange agrees with me too well.
There is a little bit of a scent trail following Tiny now, and that's the only thing that's really giving you away. As you creep forward and peer between the aisles, the stock on the shelves just parts enough for you to see a small electric heater, like an electric hot plate, with a glass flask sitting on top and a bit of blood just simmering away, just warming up.
I think Vanessa's face has gone very like vampire-ish because it's probably been a while since she's actually had blood around. So like the proper like needle fangs and like bright red eyes. I want to see if I can, from where that flask is, I want to see if I can spot anybody else that might be watching it.
Give me a senses check.
That's a 4. Because I rolled a 1.
Ooh.
That's rough.
That's quite bad.
We're doing so well.
It's quite bad.
Yeah.
I'm quite
hungry.
You look
around. You're sure it's a trap, but just the smell. You haven't eaten all day. There was nothing at the diner. You couldn't feed on any of the farmers. You had to race out of the office without your morning snack. And the smell, it's just enticing.
Do you want a carrot? And I will reach in the shopping basket and pull out like a dog biscuit and be like...
But the good ones either, it's the bulk buy dog biscuits.
No.
I'm beginning to understand these humans. They have wonderful food.
I think I just make a bad decision and just fully like feral leap at the flask. Just jump on it.
Absolutely.
I think that's what one calls for.
Yeah.
The camera cuts to a shot where there's a filter over it. There's a vignette around the edges. It's all dark and red. And there's veins sort of across the camera as we stare from your bloodshot eyes. The blood in sight. The sound of your heart beating slowly as you creep up and onto the side of the shelf and leap out towards this blood. And you're frozen in mid-air. Your entire momentum arrested as you hover there.
Oh, hell no. I am going to go charging forward and attempt to pull from the force.
You run up towards the area and you hit a wall. You force your way through it. It seems the trap was keyed particularly for your friend, but it's strong. I want you to make a brawn check to try and force your way and pull your friend out of this trap that has been sprung.
I would also, if possible, like to add my fuck this shit, because nobody messes with my friend.
Absolutely. Fuck this shit.
Fuck this shit. That is an 8 plus 3 plus 3, so 14.
14, huge success. Woo. You hit this field of energy, this trap that has been laid so carefully for your friend, and you just don't care. You haven't got time for this. You've got all the fixings for food. You still need to get the milk, and you've got to find Elder so you can go and, you know, have dinner.
That's not the milk, Vanessa. That's not the milk.
As your hands gently take Vanessa and pull them down as if you're pulling them through molasses. She touches down to the ground and you feel the energy of the spell dissipate. The heaviness in the air shifts and you hear... Well done. You've overcome my trap.
It was a trap?
Yeah.
Yes.
Why was there a trap?
Supermarkets are a strange, strange place.
Who are you?
Who am I?
Yes.
That's probably why you asked, of course. I don't know.
Did you get bonked on the head one too many times? Because that happened to me once and I forgot a lot of stuff. You just have to have rest and recovery time and then it comes back to you.
Also, where the hell are you?
I'm just about, you know, here and there.
Are you the milk? Or is this the situation? Or is this Elder? I'm confused by all these people we've got to find.
I think I'm sort of here, but... Also not here, like everywhere here. Like I'm not condensed enough. And I thought I'd try and get your attention.
Great, you have it.
Excellent. That's sort of where I got to on my plan.
Okay, cool. Great. Have you seen a person named Eldar around here? Wait, were you the person on the speakerphone?
Oh, no.
Where can we find
him? That was him.
What, Eldar?
And you become aware of a presence behind you. Now I have to have two voices. Damn. Kia ora, Tiny. Vanessa. You've gotten a little further than I thought you would.
I turn around.
I will also turn around.
Who is it?
There's a person standing there wearing a reasonably sharp business suit. The tie's sort of a little bit loose around the collar. Jacket's gone, they don't need that. The cuffs are undone, the collar's popped. They're trying really hard.
It's pretty hot.
Yeah, it's working.
Most important piece of information, is the NPC hot?
I'm sorry I didn't get back to you with the background radiation check, but I was kind of hoping you wouldn't come in. I was nearly finished my plans, but...
Wait, communicator guy? Yeah. But you belong in here, and I pull out my communicator. You're meant to be in here.
It's cute, Tiny. It's cute. You don't really believe that, right?
You're the communicator person. You live in the communicator. I press buttons to wake you up, and then you talk to me.
Press the buttons, Tiny.
Do, 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 do. Hold up, the song has a bit more to go. Do, 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 do.
Yeah. The moment you press the first button, there started to be a bit of a vibrating noise. And then a few seconds later, when you finished the tone, the little tune played on his communicator that he pulls out. Kia ora, Tony. How can I help you?
My brain hurts, Vanessa.
Yeah. Right now, you've pissed off two very powerful people, so I suggest you explain why we shouldn't just kill you right now.
Well, because I know how to get Eldari back.
From where?
Around. See, he's got a special power, and I needed that. I'm almost done with him.
Needed him for what?
To power this building.
The supermarket? Don't the humans have power sources?
They are power sources. I come in and I strip them of everything as they walk through here. But it's not enough. I needed to be able to keep my staff working 24/7 so I could have humans filtering through constantly. And Eldari, he has all the spoons. So I infused him into my supermarket.
He is the supermarket?
No, he's just like infused, like a tea.
We're inside him right now. I'll start
kind of
stabbing sword into the air.
More like he's all around you.
Swing more furiously. Outer! Outer!
You can let me finish and I can help you get Eldar back. Or... I guess that'll be your problem, and you'll be mine.
Do I know off the top of my head of any way that we can bring Eldar back without having to deal with this asshole? Like, as in, is it okay if I kill this guy, or is Eldar screwed?
You know that Eldar is important to... Ouch. Mm. That it is... That he's important enough to have... what he does redacted so people don't know. You need to, your job is to recover him. You're pretty sure you'll be able to figure out a way to condense him back to himself.
I mean, I don't think we've got a supermarket in the organization, but there's always a time for a first.
Stabbing time?
Oh yeah.
Yes!
Wonderful. Okay, we are going to get into this, and the creature before you rolls his shoulders back, shakes out his arms, cracks his neck, and does the kung fu fist crack thing. I don't know if that comes up, Brad, make my fist sound noisy here. Oh wow, that's even better. I can't do it that way. I can only do it by like that.
Talk to the person with arthritis who can.
Oh yeah, no, hey, probably calm down on that. We should stop. setting a bad example for the kids at home.
It's fine. Your hands will be fine.
Your hands, if it doesn't hurt, it's okay. If it starts hurting, stop. There is no initiative in the D12 Go system. The way this works is we give loose statements of intent. Mm-hmm. Try and go for a few things that you're going to do, and then we'll make a check to see how that goes. Attacks are, of course, opposed rolls, mm-hmm. and it's roughly going to be a flow through. You've got numbers advantage on them, but you don't know what the supermarket can do about it.
Mm-hmm. True. All right, this is my specialty, so I know what I'm doing. I reach down to my leg and I pull up my Pez dispenser that has the most adorable little pink bunny head on it, and I pop it open and I pop one of my caffeine pills, and my eyes glow bright pink for a second. I'm like, let's play, and I'm just going to go running in with my giant sword and swing, swing, swing.
Absolutely.
And if I can also use my go, 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 because I just had caffeine.
Absolutely. You go, go, go with your plus two pills, yeah. And you charge up doing a swing, which is going to be a brawn check.
Perfect.
And our friendly operator is going to try and resist this.
So I rolled a 7, and I get a plus 7, so that's a 14.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You swing your blade in.
I get a plus 8. Amy did not calculate right, so it's 15.
Oh, that's mildly better.
3 plus 3 is 2. Makes 8, not 7.
In which case, as you swing the sword, you watch him, just with disdain, put his hand up. And the blade comes in. And it slows right down. And it's just about to stop.
Nobody because you did... doesn't give me a high five without me asking for one.
As he puts his energy field up. But because you did bad math, he miscalculated. And as you pull the sword back, a line of blood is drawn from his hand. As you manage to beat his score by 1.
Woo! Can I try to assist that so that Tiny actually gets to chop part of his hand off by trying to negate his energy field?
You can be more onto it next time. Fair. With that.
Gotcha.
And because now you know he has one.
Yes, fair. Fair.
He looks at his hand ever so briefly, flicks the blood on the ground and grins at you, Vanessa. And as the blood drips down off his fingers, he gives his hand a little shake, and the blood that's dripping just forms up into sharp spikes, and he slashes out at you, at Tiny.
Okay.
And so he is going to make an attack at you. It's an opposed roll, so you get to roll to dodge if you wish. You can add skills if you have them that are appropriate.
So my caffeine dispenser, that's like a one-time boost. It's not like I'm hyped on caffeine for so long.
It's a one-time boost, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Can I use the fact that he tried to give me a high five to use my high five ability that I did establish long ago?
And yep, the fact that you can try and negate his attack by turning it into a high five.
Yeah.
I'm into that.
Yeah.
Can I also try and negate this spell with...
Yeah, but it's going to use your action to give a plus 2 as a help action. Yep.
All right with that.
So you also have an additional plus 2 as a help action.
Okay, let's do math first. 3, 3, 8. I can math. Oh, that's a 3, so that's 11.
11. He got a 6.
Woo.
Yeah!
Now, in D12 Go, failing your attack can end up being kind of bad.
Mm-hmm.
Because you... No, that was a 6. You had 11, right?
Yep.
And you got a 6. So it's a difference of 5. That is... The attacker is at disadvantage and will take the negative 3 to the next roll.
Ooh.
So as he swings in with this bloody claw...
I just come in and go whack on the hand.
Yeah, you just give him a massive high five back, and there's a thunderous clap. He like stares at his hand and he's shaking it like,
now that is how you high five.
Ruby, you used your turn to do an assist. Yes, so I did. We'll go back to Tiny. How would you like to continue this melee?
I would like to do a lot of things. I am very annoyed at this guy. How dare he? So I will again take my sword. Now that my hand is like grasped in his for the high five, can I use my other hand with the sword and just kind of like undercut and stab into him from his raised arm side?
Yeah, yeah. Going for that dangerous got him exposed thing.
And I would like to use deep dive and say that at some point I did actually go and research the best way to stab somebody because, you know, those blood vessels are important. And I'm also aware that my partner likes blood. So I try to find the best way to get the most blood out possible for Vanessa. So
you're trying to... is it
exsanguinate
kosher?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is a opposed check. He's going to try and energy shield this again.
So I got an 8 and I get a plus 5 for 13.
13, he has a 9 and has a plus 4.
But he has a negative 3, doesn't he?
Or a negative 3, exactly.
Yes!
So you beat him by 3 points.
Hell yeah.
Bleed for me, baby!
That's another miserable... so hang on, no, you're the aggressor. So 1 to 3, he receives another limit damage.
Yes.
So you all have a limit. That's basically how many points of damage you can take. He has a limit score, and you are slowly working your way through it.
6.
Give me time. This is what I was built for.
Absolutely. He grimaces as your sword bites into his side. Blood starts to well across it, and his shirt, now ragged and torn with the blood,
still
welling
hot
out and staining the white. Yeah, it's fantastic.
Like, little flash of the abs where the shirt is ripped.
We'll exactly. There's just those side abs sort of like...
Yeah.
He pulls his hand free and steps back slightly from you, Tiny. And you watch as he puts his arms out wide and the shelves start to shake a little bit. And he pulls his arms in and crates and boxes swirl down from the shelves to try and slam into you. So this is a contested check. You can try and dodge these things.
Okay, I don't know if I can do this, but I still have the shopping basket. Can
you
swing that onto my head like a helmet to give me some protection?
Do you have a skill that's relevant for that?
Agility, I guess?
Well, agility is what kind of check you're going to make to try and dodge it.
Okay, I'll just wear the helm. I'll just wear the basket for the basket.
I'll give you a plus one for the basket helm.
For the fashion.
Yes, absolutely, for the fashion statement.
Of course.
Perfect. So that is 8 plus 3 plus 1, which is 12.
Well done. He is not having a good time. I should have made the boss harder.
We're just really good.
Yeah.
Sorry.
There's a reason Ouch chose us.
Yeah. They were the best people available.
Actually, I didn't say if you were actually not the best.
No.
No, you obviously were. You had a 12, did I remember correctly? Yes, okay. And he had an 8. That's a difference of 4. And so as the boxes slam into you, your massive body just tanks this damage and the helmet deflects them. Some of them shoot back at him, and his vulnerable T-pose is just not really suitable for dealing with this kind of situation. And he sort of stumbles back as the stock starts crashing into the ground around him. It's now difficult terrain in front of him, which isn't going to be a big problem. It's going to be a negative 2 to anyone who's moving through the area.
Gotcha.
Okay.
As both a vampire and a magic person, I have definitely come up with a more refined way of drawing blood out of people than having to like run up and bite them on the neck, because that's a bit cliche. So I'm gonna concentrate all my energy and try to pull like a tendril of blood out of the wound that he's already suffered. Because he seems like he's a blood magic-y kind of guy as well. So I'm like, I'm going to try and take that away from you a little bit.
Absolutely. It's a contested check as he tries to defend himself against your magics.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That is a 13.
9. So it's a difference of 4. So a difference of 4 takes 2 limit damage. Fantastic. As you start drawing the energy out of him, the blood making ribbons and rivulets through the air and dancing fire towards you.
You know, we never talked about this operator, but I always thought you'd taste good.
You did say I was a snack.
It's true.
Tiny.
So I would like to go charging forward. I understand it is difficult terrain, but I would like to use my go-go-go to go-go-go.
Absolutely.
And I would like to try and tackle him to the ground and pull out my communicator and start pummeling in the head with my communicator and go, get back in the thing!
Do it!
Yes!
So I rolled a 2. I get a 3 with bronze, which is 5. My go-go-go brings it up to 8, but then I get a minus 2, so it's 6.
6. He has a 6, and he has his shield, which he throws up, which gives him a 4 on top, so a 10. Ooh. So you were on 6, right?
Yeah.
So that's a difference of 4. So you are at disadvantage for your next roll as you slip on the half-eaten onion.
No!
That tumbled from your basket.
Oranges! Curse these oranges!
Aren't you glad it wasn't a banana?
No!
The GM is at disadvantage for the dad joke.
Oh, gosh. My medicine doesn't get rid of dad jokes. Okay, as you watch this creature, this operator, stand up, you feel a disconnect. The world flickers a little bit. Well done, agents. There shouldn't be any need for any more.
That's not him saying that?
No, it's me.
Alda?
Yes. And you become aware of a presence behind you.
God, not this again. Can I try and tell if this is just the operator doing some weird mind fuckery and like try to get out, or if this is an actual thing?
Yeah, for sure. Make a brains check for me.
All right. Can I use blue mana bitch on this? It'll like Absolutely. Try to steep past it.
Yeah, as you try to counter their neck.
Yeah, it's a 14.
A 14, yeah, that's a huge success. You stop and think about what's going on, about Eldar and the operator. No, training, it's a training exercise. It's a training exercise on how you would deal with uncovering a mole inside the organization. Well done, Vanessa. Tiny. And perhaps we set the parameters a little too low on the combat. And as you turn around, you see the form of the operator shimmer and disappear. The aisles slide off into an infinite distance.
Vanessa, my brain's hurting again.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, Tiny. We needed to make sure you would act accordingly. We have another job for you. Someone has infiltrated Ouch.
All right, then. I'm guessing what I picked up is that it was a training exercise and this wasn't...
Absolutely.
Okay, great.
Yeah. If that wasn't clear, it should be clear. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And Eldari steps forward. He's a coalesced vapor of glitter.
Mm-hmm.
And stars, nebula forms around the head area.
Also hot.
Also hot.
Look, I'm sorry to have to alter your mind so much before putting you through that, but we needed to know how you would react. Tiny, well done. Those four creatures would have caused all sorts of havoc, and you picked up a threat that was adjacent to but not the main target.
I did good! I'm going to have a celebration marshmallow, and you'll see Tiny pick up a roll of toilet paper and start to pick off squares and eat.
Yeah. Oddly, the toilet paper is actually real.
It's the only real prop.
Yeah. That and the half onion that is now squished into the ground.
It's delicious. Does anybody want one?
Look, I can't run through the parameters of the mission here. We don't have much time. We need to go and find who has infiltrated Ouch and stop them. As you know, the entire multiverse could rely on us being successful. It's another Monday.
Yeah.
All right. I will sheath my sword and then go, by the way, how do I check my lottery ticket?
And that's where we'll end the game.
That was so good.
Oh, that was so bad.
Oh, heck, I've got more copy to read at the end.
Yeah.
This is a plan to reach a conclusion. Should be a degree of player achievement. I think it's okay. And that's it. Thank you very much, Amy and Ruby, for joining me. And thanks to all of you for listening to this session of D12 Go. Next time, we'll have two new players and a new GM as well. We're being replaced.
Oh, no.
But we have Brad. Another mission.
So yeah. If you want to have more of Tiny and Vanessa, contact Brad and just scream at him via email. I'm sure he'll love you for it.
Follow the podcast. Oh, hang on. This is on the copy. Yeah. If you enjoyed these episodes, please feel free to drop us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or Podchaser. And if you want to play D12 Go for yourself, grab a free copy from drivethroughrpg.com or itch.io and make sure you let us know how it goes. I highly recommend paying $1d12 for it because Brad's awesome and undervalues this wonderful game which brings so much joy.
Hell yeah.
So good. So good.
Now we're going to try and have to do an improvised, no timing, rehearsed thing. Bye everyone. From me, GM Dusty, and
me, Ruby Kemp,
and me, Amy. I'm still not sure if I'm human.
Yay, we did it. I've run out of coffee.